You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. I'm Nicholas. We are today, or in this segment, we're continuing our study in Ezekiel. We'll pick up here. We're in Ezekiel chapter 11, and we'll just back up to verse 1 to get the context. Ezekiel, continuing, "Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the east gate of the house of Yahuwah's house, which looketh eastward, and behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jaazaniah the son of Azur, and Petaliah the son of Benaniah, princes of the people. And they said unto me, Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief, and give wicked counsel in this city, which say smooth words. It is not near. Let us build houses. This the cauldron, and we be the flesh." And I'm not certain what that means. Like, better understanding of that. Babylon were depths. I'm looking for a little research that later to find out exactly. That's the second what do you call that? Device that I was unable to understand. But I'll make a note of it and see if I can find something later on it. But anyway, they say, "Let us build houses. The end is not near." Smooth words, like they say today, you know, we'll all be raptured out. So just continue, you know, build your houses and, you know, give and take in marriage and eat, drink, and be merry. Because before anything bad happens, you'll be raptured out. Smooth words, false prophets. And he says, "Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, O son of man." And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, "Speak thus, saith Yahuwah, thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them." And yes, we were talking about images. It all begins in your mind. People have placed the image of the state above the Almighty. That's another idolatry, you know, because the image of the state, it's like, you know, the homosexuals, well, they look to the state, "Oh, great state, give us the right. We want you to tell us that two men can be married too. Give us license to do that which is unlawful." That's the definition of license, is permission to do that which would otherwise be unlawful. And licentiousness defined, you know, scripturally speaking, is when you have permission to do that which is against God's law. When you do that which is against God's law without retribution, without worry, because the law says, the law of man, your idol, your image that you set up, a likeness of that which is in heaven. Yes, there's a government in the heavenlies. And that government has laws, and it has a king. And we set up an image here to go around that law and that king, an image that says, yeah, you know, it's okay, homos can marry, or at least, you know, at least they can live together if they can't get married yet, but they're working on that. And they'll eventually get that through in every state. And also says you can kill your child before it's born, or up until the time it's born. And sometimes that allows you to get away with it a little after it's born too, if the need arises. Sacrifice your children to whatever image, idol, you know, the image of convenience. You don't want to be a parent yet. You don't want the burden. Yes, we don't want you to have a burden, so you can sacrifice your child to whatever idol or that does not want you to be burdened. And what else? Oh, yes, adultery is okay too. Yes, you can commit adultery. That's not against the law of the image. Or if it's against God's law, it's against the law of the Almighty. And you can steal from your neighbor, you know, as long as you don't get caught, or you use the intricacies of the laws of man to get away with it. Say, "Everything I did was legal." That's right. Too bad for you. Yes. Took you for a ride, but everything I did was legal. Oh, that's right. That's worshiping the state. That's making the state your highest law form. And then the state becomes your God. and it is an image. Yes, everyone agrees that the state of California, you know, and there are men out there that breathe life into the image. And they have enforcers, policy enforcers, centurions, whatever you want to call them out there in their little black cars enforcing, you know, the policy of the image, whether it's in compliance with the law of our Heavenly Father or not. It doesn't matter. That's the image that they worship, the image that allows them to sin and continue in their idolatry. It tells them that all of those things are okay. He says, prophesy against them. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me. He says, you have and said to me, speak, thus saith the Lord. Thus you have said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. You have multiplied your slain in the city. You have filled the streets thereof with the slain. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, your slain whom you have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron. But I will bring you forth out of the midst of it. Ye have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, saith the Lord God. And that is the variation Yahweh. And I will bring you out of the midst thereof, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, and will execute judgments upon you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah. And you know, he's speaking this to those false prophets that gave smooth words to the king and all those that would follow and kept them there in the city in the siege, that would not obey the commandment of the true prophet of God, who told them to go out and surrender, and it would be well, but they would not listen. Well, that's treasonous talk. Homeland Security is coming after you if you talk that treasonous talk, if you go against the policy of the state. They're tapping your phones, they're reading your emails, and they're recording all of your broadcasts. And they're going to throw you into prison like they did Jeremiah. And they have many men today in this corner of Babylon, where I live, called the United States of America. He said, I will bring you out of the midst and deliver you to the hands of strangers. I will execute judgments among you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, Yahuwah. And this city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall ye be the flesh in the midst thereof, but I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, for you have not walked in my statutes. And here it is. This is what it gets down to. Why do they lie to the people, and why are they false prophets, and why do they worship idols, and why are they engaged in homosexuality, and why are they legislating licentiousness? For you have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pedaliah, the son of Benaiah, died. Then fell I down on my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord, Adonai, Yahweh, wilt thou make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel, holy are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from Yahuwah, unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off from among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. What is he saying to the faithful? I've scattered you, but I will be with you. And of course, him speaking to Israel, ministering there in the land of the Chaldeans, is an example of that. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Now, you know, many people want to take this prophecy and they want to move it off to the future, you know, dual fulfillment, you know, when it's comfortable. They've been scattered and they are going to be scattered. You know, whatever remnant is left in Israel, like Jeremiah was. I mean, Jeremiah was in prison. He had that mark on him that we were talking about that spared his life as the destroying angel by the sword, by the hand of the sword of Babylon. Yahuwah went in and executed judgment for the overspreading of abominations. But he says, I will gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And that did happen. That's right. After the 70 years desolations, they started coming back. Many of them did not live, but their children, and a few of them did live into that time. As Daniel saw it, foretold it, spoke of it, the rebuilding of the temple, 2,300 days before the temple was cleansed for the reinstitution of the sacrifice, Daniel foretold it, and it happened to the day, 2,300 days exactly, from the day that he said it would happen to the day that they made the preparations for the first Passover after the 70 years desolation. So he said he would assemble them out of the countries, and so this was fulfilled. That's what I can say. Absolutely, this was fulfilled. So when he said, I will assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel, and they shall come thither and shall take away all the detestable things thereof and all the abominations thereof from thence. And they did. But it took them, what, about 500 years for all of those things to creep back in and the overspreading of abominations to take hold again. But it says, you know, they will take away all the detestable things thereof and all the abominations thereof from thence, and I will give them one heart and will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads. Thus saith the Lord God. Chapter 11, verse 22. Then did the cherubims lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of Yahuwah went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. Afterwards, the Spirit took me up and brought me a vision by the Spirit of God unto Chaldea, to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spoke unto them of the captivity all the things that the Lord, and that's Yahuwah, had shown me. Chapter 12 and verse 1. The word of the Lord came also unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. Yahshua expressed the very same thing. They have eyes to see, but they hear not. Why do you speak to them in parables, Master? They have eyes to see, but they don't see. They have ears to hear, but they don't hear. But unto you it has been given, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Has it been given to you? Are you ready? Do you know? Have you received the mystery of the kingdom of heaven? The mystery of the kingdom of heaven is hidden from the world. It's hidden from those who hate his commandments, that hate his statutes and his judgments, from those who are a law unto themselves, who worship idols and the image of the state, who believe that the state of California, the United States of America, or whatever the state they live in, that the law of that state is higher than the law of Yahuwah. They believe that, that it's higher. That's why they can do abortions and murders and adulteries and worship idols and false gods, because their God allows them to and does not punish them and does not execute the judgments of the Almighty. They have eyes to see, but they do not see. Ears to hear, but they hear not. They go into the church and they hear the word of God. Very few hear it and understand it. They see it. It's right in front of them, but they're blind to it. The kingdom of heaven. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you don't see it, to open your eyes, the eyes of your mind. And how is that going to happen? You want to see the kingdom of heaven? He said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom or see it. Only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter the kingdom or see it. You want to see his kingdom? Then repent of all of your evil deeds and learn obedience. If you love me, you keep my commandments. My sheep follow me wheresoever I go, he said. You want to see it? And repent and bring forth the works meet for repentance. For they are a rebellious house. They have ears to hear and hear not. Verse 3, chapter 12. Therefore, thou, son of man, prepare thee stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff by day in their sight as stuff for removing. And thou shalt go forth at even in their sight as they that go forth into captivity. Dig thou through the wall in their sight and carry out thereby. In their sight shalt thou bear it upon thy shoulders and carry it forth in the twilight. Thou shalt cover thy face that thou see not the ground, for I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel. And I did so as I was commanded. I brought forth my stuff by day as stuff for captivity, and in the even I digged through the wall with my hand, and I brought forth stuff in the twilight, and I bore it upon my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning came the word of Yahuwah unto me, saying, Son of man, hath not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said unto thee, What doest thou? So basically, you know, Ezekiel's putting on a little play, a demonstration for them, so that they'll go, What are you doing? Ezekiel, what is this? What's going on here, man? What are you doing? What doest thou? Say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, This burden concerneth the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel that are among us, or among them, I should say. Say, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity. And the prince that is among them shall bear upon his shoulder in the twilight, and shall go forth. They shall dig through the wall to carry out thereby. He shall cover his face, that he see not the ground with his eyes. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans. Yet shall he not see it, though he shall die there. A little more prophecy for the king Zedekiah. He's going to be taken to the land of the Chaldeans, and he's not going to see it, though he will die there. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him, and all his bands I will draw out the sword after them. Yes, at that very time, you know, he was having words with the Egyptians and the nations round about to come to his aid against the Babylonians. Guess what? No one came. I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him. and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they shall know that I am Yahuwah when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them in the countries. I'm going to take a little break here. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back in a few minutes.